It's a literal shocker. Two in the goo, one in the poo.
I'd like to think that I'd be able to do it, but I couldn't even have Tommy put that tampon in my ass.
You're listening to this news podcast.
Shannon.
I don't have to ask for oral or anal because those are my only options.
Do I have to do anything gay besides getting fucking nasty? And as we say, we are back on the Loose News Podcast.
Yes, we are. We are in for another raucous episode, I'm sure.
I feel like it's not. I never left. I feel like I've been here the whole time.
Yeah.
Like the ghost of Andy McDermott's been here since episode one. Well, with Shannon and I, episode one at least, the Helen Keller episode. And now he's actually going to develop a voice and speak. We have Andy McDermott in the house.
Yay!
Applause track.
Local mystery man, Andy McDermott.
No one knows anything about.
But they're
gonna say, that's what I kept thinking about leading up to this episode. I was like, I feel like I've known Andy for a little while now, and I really don't know Andy at all.
Nobody does. That's
nobody does.
And that's why nobody will find the bodies.
Yeah. It's always you quiet, beardy types.
That's true. It's true. We keep a lot of secrets in there, you know? It's just
in the beard.
In the beard.
Yeah.
I can't even tell how old you are. Like, I can't tell vaguely like how old you might be.
It's a superpower of mine, actually.
Yeah. I'm like, you look like you could be like refinancing your your mortgage after 20 years of home ownership, or you look like you may have just literally left a college campus.
All right. So look, you guys want to guess?
Yeah, we should guess.
All right.
As you go.
You said like 30 something.
Well,
last
time. I think I said 32, but I'm trying to.
I'm saying 26.
Oh, you're in the 20s. Okay.
I'm saying 26. I'm locking it in.
I'm going to go 35.
35.
Yes.
Okay. Shannon is much closer.
Really? Okay. He's 18.
28.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
You said 26?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah, you were much closer.
Yeah.
Without going over.
Yeah, no, I would have won if this was Price is Right.
Yeah.
I had a lady at the boardwalk in New Jersey tell me that it's her job is to guess how old people are. Like, that's what she gets paid for. Apparently not a lot. And she thought I was 42.
Wow, so that's a little much.
I was very upset.
So how old am I?
Oh, what?
How old do you think I am?
What? Like 38?
Close.
Wow. Yeah.
Close. 39. I'll be 40 in 2 months.
Damn.
Old
as
fuck. Yeah.
It was close.
It's a bummer that I look that old. Fuck.
You don't look that old. It's just that I was trying to like make you sound more wise.
Yeah. That's not going to happen. People that listen to this already are hip to that. And Shannon's 25. Plus a couple.
Yeah.
No, but you were saying before you're starting to feel old.
Yeah, no, I don't know why. It's just like certain things are starting to hurt, and I know that's like the comic go-to thing is to talk about body parts hurting. But I found myself having lunch. I went to my sister-in-law just moved to Patterson, so we went down to check out her new place, and we went out to a little place that they found that's like a little diner or whatever, and we had a meal and sandwich and everything. And I'm in the car and we're leaving, and I find myself saying, you know, that was a good lunch. it was a good lunch, and I had a good sandwich. And my wife started making fun of me, and she's like, that pickle stands on its own. And she just knows how to cut right to the, like, she knows how to make fun of me. Like,
yeah.
Hardcore.
That's important in a life partner.
I guess, yeah. She's really good at it. It's like, she tears me apart most of the time.
But does it make you laugh?
Yeah,
then absolutely. That's all. That's how you know you found the right one, when they tear you apart mercilessly, but it makes you laugh instead of get butt hurt.
My wife feels that way. I tear her apart mercilessly. Yeah, so I found that one in reverse. So did you?
Yeah,
in reverse.
Yeah. But,
I mean, I think for me, I remember at age 27, I started getting anxiety attacks, and it was that change, like that next shedding of skin into this next, like full on adulthood, which I still don't quite feel.
Right,
but it's there.
Right.
And it's fucking depressing.
Well, every time you think about your age, you're like, I'm that age that I thought was so old.
Exactly.
10 years ago.
Right.
Like, I heard somebody say 36 the other day, and I was like, oh my God, that's so old. And I'm like, that is like less than 10 years away
from sight.
Yeah, it's very realistic.
I mean, the problem is it you know, I have like my in-laws, my mother and father-in-law, they're going to both be 70 this year. And other people that I've spoken with at that age, I'm sure your dad's around that age, like no one ever feels older than 16.
Right.
Or 20. Like you never feel different. You're always with it and hip or whatever. And guess what? You're just not anymore.
I feel like I'm 17, but I've always acted older.
And now you caught up. And
now I caught
it
up.
Right?
Yeah.
It just stayed, right?
Yeah.
It's very strange. I've always worn like the plaid shirt and blue jeans, and I've always dressed like that. And now hipsters dress like that. And now I find myself saying the hipster thing that's like, I did this before it was cool type thing, but it's just like nobody believes me at all. I had a beard when I was 15.
Oh, no kidding.
You do look like you might own like an ironic top hat or something.
You know what's funny about
steampunk
that?
Steampunk outfit of some sort. Do you have do you wear it in public?
No. I bought it as a gag. I have a lot of clothes in my closet that are just as gags. Like it's
in case of emergency.
Yeah, if I have like a lot of friends over, I'll go upstairs and put on like a little pair of red pants and just come down and act like it's totally
like an Elton
normal.
John, just like costume changes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
that's the only way to entertain.
Do you ever wear like a vest? You seem like you might wear a vest.
Oh, totally.
Like a suit vest?
Yes.
Like a fancy vest. A suit.
Right.
Just the vest.
Yeah, without the suit.
With like the bow tie and like flexing?
I'm not picturing the bow tie. I'm just picturing like a button-down shirt and like a flannel and a vest.
Flannel? I haven't done flannel and a vest.
Okay.
That's next level shit.
Yeah, that is.
that's when I hit 30.
That's hipster shit.
Yeah. I do have a unicycle, though.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. Really?
I so wanted that to be true.
I was just saying, like, I'd love to be able to pull off a vest. I like the look. There's no way I can.
Well, you wear like the life preserver vests. You have those.
I have one winter jacket.
Vests.
I have one. Yeah.
Do you wear the puffy jackets?
The jackets. I have one
vest
like that. Yeah,
the puffy vest.
A big red puffy vest. So it looks literally.
No,
like...
it's not red. It's black.
No, you're right.
I had a red hoodie under it.
Yeah,
she's picturing that other guy she makes fun of all the time.
Yeah, no, red might be a little too much, but yeah, the puffy vest.
Yeah, I can't get into the puffy jackets. I don't know why.
I don't like the puffy jacket. The vest is okay. It's kind of died down. Now I'll just usually wear, I don't know why. Like I never wear a winter coat. I'm always cold. Right. Winter coats don't really fit right.
Right.
It just doesn't seem right. So I wear 50 layers instead.
I got into the pea coat thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
But now I feel like a pompous prick every time I wear it when I'm not going to work or something.
Right.
Yeah. Like I wore it to the gas station the other day, and I could feel him judging me when he's ringing me out.
Well, like, listen, like, that's why you're ringing me up at a gas station, you piece of shit. I am better than you. Guess what? Newsflash.
Right. I guess. Yeah.
Well, but, no. But
you know, I felt bad saying that to my dad, but he's trying, you know? Good for him. I have this. Maybe we'll talk about it. But
we're about to talk about it. You're just gonna do it.
No, we're gonna do it now. So I have this thing. We talked a little bit about it last week. This thing going on with my brain, and I have like these. I've always had migraines. I always get a migraine like at least once a month, severe, like to the point where I'm like on the ground, and like. Just because the tile of the bathroom floor feels cold, and it's weird to describe, but it's just debilitating migraines. Always had them. And then recently they've become more and more intense and more frequent and closer together. And at one point I had a migraine for 2 weeks straight. And I had to go to work and turn my lights off in my office and just do my thing. But they got so bad that I decided to actually see a doctor. So they thought it was a number of things. I went to meet with some friends to do some writing down in the city, and I had a seizure. And
whoa, like,
yeah.
How did that happen?
Like, I was just kind of like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Weren't you arguing with your wife?
That was
you had a second one.
Spoiler alert, Laz.
Yes. You had more than one?
Yeah, I had the first one I had was when I was down in the city doing a writing gig. And then the second one I had was on Valentine's Day. I took my wife to see Deadpool, you know, something she wanted to do. and we saw a matinee because we're old. And I wanted to take her to dinner. That was the plan, but I started having one of these migraines and everything. So we're driving home. We were arguing a little bit. I could tell she was upset. It's Valentine's Day, and I'm taking her home. You know what I mean? But it was just something. I felt like I stroked out. Like my right eye.
While driving.
I was doing like 55 miles an hour. And my right eye started twitching, and my jaw just kind of like unhinged.
Like one of those pirate decorations from the Halloween store.
I look like Jim Carrey when he
Fire Marshal Bill.
Yeah, Fire Marshal Bill. Yeah.
I had a seizure once too, and it was very similar to that. And now to this day, when I get stressed, my eye twitches.
Twitches, yep, mine too.
And every time it happens, I'm like, oh no.
Here it goes.
Here comes the big one.
When did you have a seizure?
Mine was a little bit more embarrassing.
It was during sex.
You were holding in a fart.
Both.
Close. On both ends. I want to hear the rest of Andy's story first, and then I'll tell you.
All right. So I like nodded. I nodded off. I fucking stroked out, seized out, and my head just dropped, and I was like, and my wife freaked, and she grabbed the steering wheel. And she put me into the other lane, and now I grabbed the car.
In your seizure, you're like, right, this crazy bitch.
Right. Like, I was driving better than she was, and I was having a seizure.
Right. I get it.
And I snapped
women, am I right? Happy International Women's Day.
No, but yeah. And so like, I just kind of snapped back. But long story short is the first thing they thought it might have been was AVM. Because I had some of the symptoms that they associated with that. AVM is an arteriovenous malformation, and a friend of mine had that growing up. But
what is that? What is that exactly?
It's a cluster of blood vessels in your brain, and it's a malformation from birth. It's like this cluster that. Almost like it's like a kidney stone, but with blood vessels, kind of. And what happens is it can build in your brain, and then it pops, and you're dead. Yeah.
My favorite topic.
Yeah. Nobody jostle Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife cradles my head before I go to bed. She just kind of holds it, puts it on a pillow. No, but it turned out not to be that. Which is good news. Turned out to be another malformation, right?
What?
Way better, right?
What are the odds?
So I have what's called an Arnold Chiari malformation in my brain, which means basically my cerebellum in the back kind of sags. Seriously, I have a saggy brain.
I know firsthand what a cerebellum looks like. And I'm picturing it like a saggy ball sack coming
pretty much,
off the back.
Pretty much.
Like a full diaper.
And that's kind of how it is. And I showed you the picture of my brain. It kind of almost touches it's close to my spinal cord. So like where your spinal cord goes up into your brain.
Your medulla.
Your medulla oblongata. Yes. It kind of like, there's like a little hole there because it didn't form, and it kind of falls down into that. Causes intense pressure, intense headaches. I can't have surgery for it. I tried.
Inversion tables that people do to decompress their back? Would one of that like
someone
flap
told
it
me
back
to see
into
it.
Place?
Izzo has one of those. In his house for some reason.
Someone told me to try that. And I had another friend tell me that I should try a chiropractor. But I'm really afraid that he's going to turn my neck the wrong way. And that's
I'd try
it.
Massage yeah. before that.
I get massages once in a while.
Not those kind.
Yeah, not the best kind. No. But I've gone and had a few massages like that.
Has it helped, though, when it's hurting? Does it relieve it?
I don't go when I'm having a headache because I can get nauseous, and I don't think anybody wants me thrown up under a massage table. But it does help with other
talk to me after
aspects.
The show.
You're a massage therapist here. Is that what you call yourself?
Yeah.
I didn't say masseuse.
Thank you.
So people,
I noticed with back
you're a massage therapist.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool.
She'll come out of retirement.
That's cool.
Don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
There was like when I have back pain every so often from an injury of a fucking shoveling snow. Not a very big injury, but
right.
And I'd notice I'd go to the chiropractor. I'd feel good leaving there, and then an hour later, it just hurts again.
It just hurts.
So it's like, all right, fuck it. I'll just ride this out.
Right. Right.
Which is not the same thing as a fragile flat brain.
You can call it saggy brain. Yeah. It's okay. We're all friends here. We can call it saggy brain.
Jesus Christ. Like, so did you have to confront?
I'm picturing it like an old man's ball flipping out the side of the shorts.
It's pretty much like that inside of my brain. My brain looks like an old man's testicles.
Yeah.
Just kind of like dangling around in there.
Or Laz's testicles.
My testicles look like an old man's brain.
No, they look like Andy McDermott's brain. That old man testicle.
Listen, you haven't heard this, I'm sure, to the podcast, whatever, but we did a show here, ironically enough, a handful of us, local comics. And at the end of the night, one thing led to the other. We're taking a picture, a group shot of all the comics in the show. And someone said, hey, let's take out our balls. And I thought it was like an invitation. So I took out my balls.
It sounds like an invitation.
It literally was, in fact.
Laz was the only person.
Right. I was the only one that RSVP'd to that party. So I took my balls out and like, yeah, I'm older, they hang. But like on this particular night, they were so hangy.
Oh my God.
It was a steamy, foggy,
it was a big piece
warm
of,
night.
Yeah, it was like a piece of gum stuck on the road and you stepped on it and it's going with your shoe.
Was it like Miss Man's Scary Movie balls hanging? Do you guys
It was like
that?
Warm Silly Putty.
It was so bad. Shannon probably has a picture somewhere.
I do. I have multiple shots.
It's actually your screen cap on her phone.
Yeah.
And like, okay, my balls aren't great. However, like, if they happen to get photographed in front of the whole Hudson Valley scene, like, the worst night ever. You know, it's like the one night they had a cold sore or something. You know what I mean? Fuck, I have to go to work like this? In fact, I even sent a picture to at least you and BJ, whoever, of my actual balls, like, that next day, I'm like, look, here's somewhere where they normally are.
He put them close to the freezer so they tighten up a little bit.
We literally talked about that on the episode. I accused you of like standing
no
next
doctoring
to the open
no
fridge.
No doctoring. Yeah. Did not doctor them.
No filter.
Nope.
Just all ball.
Hashtag all ball.
There was a very strong Valencia on that.
See, even like right now, like, okay, they're probably somewhere in between right now. I'm not offering anything, guys.
Right.
I mean, I'm
right.
not offering it, but right. Just saying. So I don't know how to. Yeah.
We're going
to
take you at your word, sir.
So yeah, no. So wait, now wait. You seize. When did you seize, Shannon Cook?
Oh, it was right
just
after
now?
I had. It was a week after I gave birth
to a baby.
Whoa!
To
thanks
a
for clearing that
human
up.
Human being.
So like
to
you
my
had a baby.
Cloven hoof spawn.
It was a manifestation of regret.
Yeah. So I I'm going to take it back to a weird place. Fuck it. So
let's get real.
I lost a lot of blood and fluids when I gave birth. Like
to
a
human baby.
Yes.
Right.
And it was a C-section and my body was just draining all these fluids because he was enormous. He was like 11 pounds and 2 feet long.
So 11 pounds?
11 pounds.
Holy
and
shit.
2 feet long. So
2 feet long?
2 feet.
Wait. How can that be?
Wait.
24 feet inches.
You said human, right?
Yes.
Did his feet rest inside of your tits? Like how big was
yeah.
the skin?
So it was a traumatic process.
Right.
Losing this ginormous parasite that had taken hold of me.
Right.
And so I lost a lot of blood and a lot of just water weight.
Oh, my God.
Will to live.
Yeah, and all of it. And I also, like, then, because my organs are resettling, I couldn't go to the bathroom for a week.
Either way, right. Or just the number two we're talking.
The
you peed
two.
A little bit, I'm
yeah,
sure. Okay.
Pay.
This is the big thing that my wife is so scared of.
Yeah, this
like,
is all that's
we haven't
horrible
had any kids
in the world.
Yet, but
good call.
Yeah,
you might want to not do that.
And so I couldn't make myself go to the bathroom, and I was all fucked up. And I had just been like trying to go to the bathroom on the toilet.
Can I just guess how this ends?
With a seizure?
Do you shit your pants and seize out on your bed or something?
I didn't shit. Okay. Unfortunately, it would have been at least accomplishing something.
That's
if I
why
had.
You seized, I think. If you had shit, you would have not seized, it sounds like.
Yeah, so I was trying to and kind of like.
So did you seize out on the toilet?
No.
Oh,
then
damn,
I got up and I took a shower. And my then
shit shower seizure like everyone else in the morning.
Yeah, my baby daddy was like then in there with me
in the shower,
like in the bathroom.
Okay.
He was doing
okay.
Something
not
else.
Getting frisky
and,
though.
No, and I was in the shower, and I just remember like that feeling of like floating backwards and like seeing stars and feeling like the twitch in my face.
Right.
And all of a sudden I was like on the ground in the shower. And this was like 3 minutes later.
Jesus.
That I didn't even realize. And I came to and I was still feeling like I was on the toilet trying to take a shit.
Fuck. So
I was
like, you time traveled.
Yeah.
Did you shit in the shower once you were laying down?
No, I like ended up like when I came to, I was in a fetal position and
feeling the shake. You totally spaced. You lost.
Yeah,
time.
My jaw was like
locked.
Yeah,
yeah. Mine did the opposite. It like popped open and then kind of like it was like a snake trying to swallow itself.
Jesus.
It was.
Oh my god!
And it, yeah, it was.
Which is ironic. I think it's because your jaw is normally forced open that it just had to close just for a rest.
What does that mean?
It means she sucks a lot of dicks.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, spit take. I got a spit take. Yeah, sorry, Shannon. Right into her boobies,
not
too.
Not a lot.
No, waste not, want not. We know that, Shannon. Not going to lie, that was a little sexy. Wiping it up. Memory.
He's trying not to look, but he's staring.
No, I'm staring at you. And I see them all the time. Yeah. You think it's old hat.
Yeah. All right. So I got to talk to my parents about what's happening with me, and anybody that knows my parents, they are living embodiment characters on a TV sitcom.
Like, in what way?
Like in like the totally insane, like I vote for Donald Trump kind of way.
Ooh. I have similar ones.
Yeah, like I love my parents, but they're
crazy.
Well, we didn't choose our parents. Let's just put
absolutely,
it that way.
Absolutely, yeah.
Are who they are.
They made me who I am. So you know, I'm happy for that. But they're, I guess, and you know, the malformation is actually a symptom of malnourishment during pregnancy. But hey, who's judging?
Wow.
But anyway. So I'm
talking. The courts are, Andrew.
Right. So I'm talking to my parents about what's going on with my brain. And my mother had a stroke a few years ago. And she had another one semi recently, last October. And so sometimes she forgets conversations that we've had. So the week prior, I told her what was going on. And then we were going to see if I was going to have surgery.
I wish my mom forgot half the conversations that we had.
Right.
But go on.
That's
I sympathize it with your situation. I mean, I'm a little jealous, but.
Right. So I call my mom and she's like, what is it again? So I have to explain to her what it is. I have saggy old man ball brain type of thing, right?
She's like, that's not coming up in WebMD.
Right.
Urban Dictionary, though.
Right. So, but the thing with my parents is that like my dad has like the most confidence in the world. In whatever he's doing. Like, he's the living embodiment of Ricky Bobby, Anchorman, like, type thing. Where he could be totally wrong, but he's 100% sure he's right.
I love it.
So he remembers, because every phone call that's made to that house is on speakerphone, because they all listen and talk. So as I go to explain to my mom what it is again, my dad, with the confidence of, like, the entire U.S. military, just goes, brain is sagging down into a cervix.
His cervix? He said cervix?
Cervix.
Oh, my God.
And I laughed so hard. I had to hang up the phone and pretend that I got disconnected. Because, and I can't call him out on it because it's just like, he'll be like, yeah, you know what I meant. You know what I mean? I just wanted to live in that moment. He was so confident with that answer. His brain is sagging into a cervix.
Amazing.
And then like when we talked about it finally, he's like, you knew what I meant. I'm like, no, I don't, because the brain, which would be the cerebellum, which is the word that you confused with cervix, was sagging into something that is, you know, like the structure was wrong.
You made up an extra part,
yes,
and put it in the wrong place.
Right. And he's just like, nah, cervix, everybody's got one. And I'm like, no!
Right
there,
he then said that. Nice.
I think because also like cervical spine, cervical vertebrae, all that, yeah, that area.
That's not what he was thinking.
But still, no. I can see that being the root of maybe the problem.
See, you're what's wrong with America right now.
excuses.
I'm going to write a book of excuses. Actually.
I actually got my dad a 10th grade biology book for his birthday. So, you know, this won't happen again.
Did you really? Oh, that's great.
I wrapped it up. He's going to know it's from me because the inside cover says Andy is gay from the bully that used to pick on me.
Oh,
that's
so funny. That's fabulous.
That's amazing.
That really is fucking funny. He thinks you have a cervix.
Yeah. So technically, my old man ball brain sat into a cervix. It all comes back to sex. Always.
Yeah. You
know. That's on this show, it certainly does.
Yeah. Even when we try not to.
Speaking of sex, here's a good story. I told you about this. Okay. Well, I told you I had a story. So I've come into a batch of Cialis. Okay, I'd never taken that before. I've taken Viagra.
I've come into the Cialis.
I almost did the same thing.
I've come into some Cialis. Right into the bag. Like, and then I mixed it up and I drank a kale shake with it.
Did you intend? It's like I inherited dead uncle's Cialis.
I sought it out.
Okay.
I sought it out. Okay. So I got some Cialis.
You procured some Cialis.
I have some erectile dysfunction at times. Not so much it won't go up. It just won't stay up long enough for my liking or the girls. So Friday. After work, I took one around 5. This is like a kind of time release. You don't take it. I mean, it's not time release in the sense that, like, Viagra, you take when you need it.
So you have, like, a stopwatch,
well,
like,
people who,
and go.
People who take Cialis, I guess, take
you
it every
20
day.
20 minutes before this podcast gets real weird.
We got to do that on the air.
What?
Both of us take Cialis one time.
Oh, yeah, I want to see what it does
to me. Maybe next week.
Does it? Wait. What does it do to women?
Well, that's what we want to find out.
We're going to find out. This is science.
Oh, that's good.
That's what we want to find out.
Yeah. Cool.
So I guess people who take it.
I don't like the way you said that.
What? Which part? We're going to find out?
Yes. Oh, I just got that. So she might pop one and seize out and take a shit on the floor.
Oh, my God. We get a Peabody for that.
If you're lucky.
Get it?
Peabody.
So,
the other extreme is there's no stopping me. At least in the first scenario, you know where I am. I'm accounted for.
Right.
So funny enough, I take the Cialis whatever time, knowing that at some point that night it'll kick in, you know, when I need it. You take it every day, and then some people might double up if they think they're going to fuck. So I just took one, and I was texting my friend who I got them from, and I made some comment about a headache because one of the side effects is a slight headache. It wasn't that bad. So he writes back something, is it pounding? And I wrote, no, it's not pounding. But I texted it to my wife by accident. And so now she's like, no, it's not pounding. What the fuck? And I explained, oh, I took a Cialis. And now she's like, oh, so you texted me on purpose. You wanted to subversively. I'm like, no, first of all, I swear to God, like I would just tell you. It's a funny coincidence.
Got you a present.
Right. Yeah. It's a funny coincidence. So anyway, so now, long story short, so now it's nighttime. My wife's tired. The kids are sleeping. My son fell asleep in our bed. And
oh, no.
Right.
Okay. I'm hating everything about the direction of this story
It's going exactly where you expect. So I fuck my kid.
You ever do that thing where the dad, you know, not to distract
please do.
Just like, you know, dads hold their forearms up and they let their kids swing from it.
Yes.
You ever do that with your boner?
No.
Okay, just
how
checking.
Do you do that?
I just wanted to make sure I'm not the
only
one.
Oh, my kids. Oh, yes, of course I have.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, sure. After a Cialis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like cervix de soleil. To bring it back to cervixes. So my wife, like, I lay on her side and she's like, I thought I was a goner. I'm like, well, I guess she's tired. Fuck it. I'll just jerk off. It'll still be great. Who cares?
You know? In the bed with your wife?
No. I go downstairs or whatever. Okay. No. So luckily, you know, out of kindness and I guess she remembers, she goes, hey, did you want to try that out? I'm like, yeah. Like, I took it. Yeah, I want to try it out. Let's see how this thing is. So she's like, all right. So we kind of like, there's no room for much else just other than fucking at that point. It's whatever.
Yeah.
So we start and then it gets a little heavier and whatever.
Where are you?
In our bed. And my son fell asleep. Yeah. So he's there sleeping. And my kid sleeps like a fucking lark. Whatever would sleep tight. That's what he sleeps
log?
Like.
He sleeps like a log.
Not lark. Log. Right. Like a log.
It's not what you think. He was right in between them.
Right. Exactly. Right. Like my son acted as lube. It was fine. So we're going at it. Not crazy, but hard enough. And then all of a sudden he just sits up and he's like, you guys got to be kidding me. Like, just like that, he's like, really? Really? And then, like, we convinced him that we were just fucking with him to see if he was awake. Fucking with him. We were just messing around, and he believed it. But
is your son, like, 17 years old? Yeah.
He's adopted. He's like,
old
you know,
enough.
Lenny from Mice and Men.
He's like, what, 9?
He's eight.
Oh, no, all right.
Well, what I was saying to Kylie.
Pretty fucking old.
What I was saying to Kylie is, like, when we watch his episode of Intervention, this is what they go back to.
Yeah.
It was that seminal moment of that. No pun intended.
God, I feel like I need to, like.
So.
I'm like a mandated reporter right now.
I'm not even saying that I stopped. Like, so Kylie's like getting him to sleep. I'm still like, all right, come on, guys, use this fucking thing. So anyway, so then like that happens. We kind of get him back to sleep. You know.
Did you hit the kid in the head with it to make
him
go to sleep?
No kid. Well, these big balls did that. Yeah, by accident, in fact. So then whatever. So then now Kylie went to the city. stay at her parents' house for the weekend with the kids. And out of nowhere, they're having dinner, and it hadn't been mentioned yet. Out of nowhere, like, you wonder where like he stored this, and then why now?
Probably in his cerebellum, but keep going.
Right, exactly. And then he's just like, hey, Ma, at dinner, remember last night when you guys were on top of each other and then pretended whatever, right in front of all, like, everybody? So my wife was kind of like both mortified and laughing at the same time, because I guess how could you not? Right, but, you know, right. Listen, lesson learned. Lesson learned. Yeah. Just, you know, more privacy might be needed next time.
Right. Put a curtain up on the bed. Yeah.
Just, if you just put a plastic bag over their head, I hear that keeps out the noise.
Maybe not tap them on the shoulder and say you like that while it's happening.
Or tap them on the shoulder and say you're it.
Listen, kid, I've done about all that I can here. Fucking your turn, motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Tag out.
Disqualified.
Oh my!
Hit it with a chair.
Why? Why would you do that?
Because
couldn't you two have just wandered off to another place,
or the bathroom, or anywhere?
Yeah, there's a million things that could have kept the you thing from is, it just, fucking it didn't on the seem bed like, with your kid.
I mean, first of all, our bed is it's very big bed.
Oh, but, now you're bragging.
Yes, I am. Yes, listen, we do very well, and we have like a, you know, it's a king size bed. He was all the way on the other side.
Oh, well, then that's like another state.
Right. No. I understand. He had his mail forwarded to the other side of the fucking bed.
What he's not saying is it's a waterbed, so they're kind of rolled into each other while they're laying on it.
Right. I mean, listen, there's a futon. So, like, the kid sleeps through fucking everything, and all of a sudden now it's like he chooses. And then, and then at one point, that's right, how did I forget this? He's like, it smells like sausages in here.
And you're so proud. You're like, you're damn right, it smells like sausages.
This is a lean, nigga. What?
That's like almost the most terrifying story I've ever heard.
I am viscerally disturbed.
Wow, it seemed like playful. Shit.
No, it's playful.
Maybe I should have
told
that.
No, it's good.
You guys hate me now. You think I'm gross.
No.
Well, Shannon always says, how can I lose respect for you? And
yeah, you can't lose respect if you didn't have any in the first place.
That's a valid point, I guess.
But
so you've never fucked in front of your kid?
In all fairness, I fucked in front of her kid before.
There you go.
DJ loved it. Not at an age like that. When they're little, and even then, like, oh, they're in their little baby bucket, you turn it around. Like, you
know? Yeah, they can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
I have trouble doing it in front of my dogs.
So I've done it in the same room, quietly and discreetly, with the kid, like, facing a different direction, watching TV.
So your son, though, at this point, has never caught any kind of suspicious activity of any sort? Because you're so crazy, I'm sure something has to have happened. You can't control yourself.
No.
Have you guys ever laughed so hard during sex that you just have to stop?
Oh, he walked in on BJ and I messing around, but it was like one of those things, like, we're pretty much fully clothed. Like,
so penis was not out?
Well, no, BJ was going down on me. But it was like
he walked in on that? Under
a blanket. But it's like clear, it's like steamy. BJ's head is like, you know,
right?
He's eating pussy. I mean, that's what it is.
I love that you did the Cosby and it was shape. Like,
like, he walked in and, like, you know,
so you
did like
me?
A quick Sasquatch turn and then walked
did
out.
Did you see him? Could you see him walk in?
Like, he walked in and it was like he just turned a corner. Like, I thought pivoted, that he was like, upstairs right, asleep, you know?
See?
But it was still like, he can't see me all naked. Yeah, yeah. And
right.
He didn't see, by the way, we were under our blanket, so he didn't see us all naked. So that does make it a little bit less visually painful. Nope. Okay.
And there's been another couple times, I guess, where like I was kind of like straddling BJ and like we hear him coming. So BJ like throws me off. And so it's like,
but that's his finishing move anyway.
He just catches me kind of like landing, you know,
but
and like
not,
knowing.
But not
knowing,
naked though.
Yeah, but knowing something was just happening.
Right.
But there was the one going down on me.
I have a story like that. Now
okay.
All right. So I've been with my wife now for, it'll be 10 years. We've only been married for 3, but we started dating in high school.
Wow.
Well, the very end of high school, like last 2 weeks of high school.
Wow.
And, so I used to go to her house every day, and she lived with her parents. Obviously.
High school.
We were young, yeah. So
adolescent, we understand.
Right.
Jesus, Andy.
Adolescent, yeah. So we were messing around on her bed, and the door had to stay open. That was the rule in the house. And directly next to her bedroom was her parents' bedroom, and that's where her mother would sit in there and watch TV, like, all night. So we were messing around a little bit, and I'm fully clothed, but, you know, the parts that don't need to be are out, you know? So I'm sitting on the edge of the bed, right? And my wife is next to me and below me. And see what I did there?
I do.
And we hear her mom get up, and it's literally like you have 3 seconds to...
You hear the creak or whatever.
Right. And in 3 seconds, she's going to be right there.
Sure. As would I be, for that matter.
So my wife, like...
Get it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got it. So my wife shoots up, right? And I have, like, two options.
Your dick's now exposed.
It's up. Right. Yeah. I have two options. One, I...
Fuck her mom.
And this is my thought process. Is one, I can either just cover it up and just act like nothing's happening. Or two, I fake an injury. Real
what?
Thought. I fake an injury. So what I did was, as soon as I heard her walking...
That second one would never cross my mind.
I don't know why, but it did.
That's
for
insane.
Me. I dropped to the floor on my knees, and I'm hunched over now, so now I'm covering myself. And I'm just like, oh, my knees! Just as she's walking by. And there is not a more worse thing to grab someone's attention than saying, I'm hurt. Because now she wants to know, are you okay?
Ugh.
So, like, she walks in. She's like, what's going on? You okay? And I'm just like, oh, this was the worst of two options that I could have chosen.
Definitely.
The worst of any option.
She's trying to pick me up. And I'm like, no, it's good.
She's trying to help
right.
you up.
Should I help you up? Like,
man.
I felt so...
So what ended up, like, did she leave?
She left.
You said, you get the fuck off me, bitch.
She left. But my wife was laughing so hard, she peed herself. So it was a win-win.
So everyone got embarrassed
that
day.
It was bad, yeah.
Wow. That's fucking fabulous.
Yeah. And that's a story that, like, we, like, still, even to this day, when we're messing around, I'll look at her and be like, my knees. And she'll laugh. You know, it's just, it's funny to us.
None of my getting caught stories are funny like that.
But your knees are involved most times.
Most of the time.
Well, wait, so you, but have you, well, I know you've been caught, like, solo at times. We've been
yeah.
over. That's happened.
But no, I've been caught with people.
Like, in your house, or just...
Yeah, in my house.
Your parents must just... What do they think of you?
They just hate me.
Like, seriously.
I think that
might be true.
No, it's totally true. Because they tell me all the time.
She just won't leave.
That's what they say. They're like, why are you here?
And, like, you have a kid now. Like,
just
leave.
Fuck.
Just
get out.
We're old.
Oh, my God. I saw...
We just want to enjoy the rest of our lives, Shannon. These are the things they say. They write them in my Christmas cards.
There was this video.
We'd be so proud if you left.
There was this video online the other day that I laughed so hard at. It was a friend of mine sent it to me, and it was a girl doing what girls do best.
Cooking.
Tripping. No, they were just, you know, self DJing, and
DJ Diddles.
She obviously, she's a webcam girl, so she's like talking to the people on the webcam, and her bedroom door is wide open.
Legs wide open.
She's doing what she's doing, and I guess one of the users...
It's the only way to do it.
Right. One of the users' names was I'm Thirsty. That was the username. So I guess, you know, you can't hear what they're saying because they're typing, but she responds vocally. So she yells, yeah, I'm thirsty. Right? And it's funny, and, you know, it's stupid, but 10 seconds later, this 8-year-old kid walks in the room. She's totally just spread. Walks in the room, hands her a Capri Sun, and then walks away.
Oh.
And she stops, and she's like, like, hand over the face type thing, like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then she continues to finish the session.
Well, she's getting paid.
Yeah, yeah. No.
But it was
professional,
like,
that's a real pro.
I gotta feed that thing. Keep this going.
But the kid
I gotta
was
pay
like,
for that Capri Sun.
The kid was total pro. Just comes in.
All right, thirsty again.
I got you. You're thirsty. Yeah. All right.
Like a pit crew.
Like yeah. a porn set water boy.
I laugh so hard. And just the fact that it's a Capri Sun also.
No, like, that makes it so beautifully tragic.
Right.
Ugh.
So disgusting.
Ugh.
Wow. Well, you want to take a quick break?
I was just looking. That's a good time for our first break. We will be back on the Loose News.
And we're back.
Have you ever been in the middle of sex and just had to stop because you were laughing so hard?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I had that the
other
day.
Only with myself.
Only with yourself? I had it the other day. I was like, I don't know why, but I can't do it with my dogs in a room. Yeah,
it's weird.
It's weird sometimes, but you know, we were messing around, and my dog was just full on staring at me, and in my mind, I saw her mouth motion. You're doing it wrong. Like it just, I thought it was so funny that I just laughed out loud.
It was like triumph, the insult comic dog,
kind of, and it was just like she's just sitting there like, you're doing it wrong, and I.
That's not the way she likes her pussy.
Was it doggy style?
No. yeah.
So she's right. Come here,
that's why
you.
I said it. I think that's why I thought it. It's just like, like she has some commentary on what, yeah. you know, just.
Like you're so close but so far.
Move over. Let me try.
Well, your wife would be the one that would have to move over. Is it a girl dog?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, it's like I happen. Might try and do a somersault, but I'm not going to try it in front of a professional gymnast.
Right.
You know? This thing can service itself. Like, it's just going to sit here and judge me trying to please myself and someone else. So here's a question for you guys. It's a little would you rather, all right? Would you rather go through the rest of your life with an 8-inch penis, but in a constant state of erection?
Mm-hmm.
Or...
Yes.
Or, like, a little 2-3-inch penis? That you have full control of.
No, it's 8-inch all the way.
But always in a wreck, like every time you pee.
Everywhere you go.
Time you go to the doctor.
I dealt with it in high school. Just tucked it into my belt waist and just, you know.
Yeah, as do I. I get a lot of boners.
The up top.
I'll take the... Well, so you're saying it's constant state of erection. Like, mm-hmm. Do I ever get to come?
I'm sure you can come as often
just stay hard
as
after.
You want. But yeah, you are living with an erection.
Does it affect the blood flow to your brain?
Obviously.
Okay, see, that's not a good thing.
It didn't seem to bother my high school history teacher. Like, he had a boner every fucking day.
You saw it in his pants?
Every day.
Wow.
And he was that kind of teacher that, like, put his leg up on a chair when he was talking.
Oh, he did the Washington cross, like the Delaware?
Yeah. I don't... Yeah, 2-3-inch penis. I mean, I can't. You can't. I can't do that.
I can't do it.
No.
Yeah.
No. All right, so you guys would both just live.
I think because, like, I
what
can't
about you?
Imagine
what,
that.
What would you do?
I can't imagine what the equivalent would be that I could relate to.
What would the equivalent be?
But
would you rather have an oversized clit or an undersized dick?
What?
I'm pretty sure those are the same thing.
That's right. It was a trick question. That's gross.
Yeah, it's like, does anyone remember those China videos?
I did not see that.
Oh my God, so hot. I mean, no.
Yeah. You know, that was a massive clitoris.
Yeah, it was like, it felt like it was going to punch me when I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it twitching. I was like, no. if your clit leans to the left or the right... Like, that ain't a clit no mo.
Her
clit
had a seizure. Was she like a male?
I think what it was is she was on so many steroids.
Oh, yeah.
Which include testosterone to build muscle. So
and
obviously, your clit's going to get a little
more. The royal you.
The royal you.
Not my clit. Not Andy's clit.
No.
Your cervix, maybe.
Cervix.
I assure you, there are no problems in our clit department.
That was a disgusting video. The China video.
Yeah.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I couldn't map to it. I had to watch it for the novelty and not master it.
But there are close-ups, though. You see her snatch.
Yeah.
With like high res.
She's like a professional.
You could Google it right
now
and find a picture.
She's doing more porn since then.
Yeah, she's like, that's what she does now.
I was already out of watching wrestling by the time she was a thing, so I just never had any kind of curiosity.
I was never into wrestling, but I knew who she was, and any celebrity porn that comes along, I'm like,
really? Did you watch like the Tanya Harding, Jeff Galooly tape?
Any celebrity
I've seen.
Video.
You know which one was hot?
I'm vaguely aware of.
Farrah Abrams. Is that her name? Abraham? The one from Teen
Mom?
I watched that. That was because I had seen her
on
TV.
So
she was
fake,
hot.
Though.
So fake. Oh, yeah. She's fucking James
and
Dean. Of course it's fake.
Such an accident.
Yeah, but you know what? You can't fake.
Was that
fake.
The one? Wasn't there one in like a limo with her?
That was part of it.
Same one.
You can't fake having
that
dick in your ass,
I love that we all just acknowledge we've all seen it.
He fucked her in the ass. Like, so fake or not, I got to see her get a dick in her ass.
Right.
Which was sort of fascinating.
Which would have helped her out hugely in the first place.
Correct.
Right.
Although no one would have known who she was.
Well, part of what makes porn exciting is knowing that this could happen if I was there. Or this could happen, you know, this is real. And so when you see, like, the reality star do the total fake porn and pretend it's a sex tape that got leaked.
Right.
It just totally, it's laughable to me.
Of course.
I think the porn was probably more real than the reality show.
It probably was.
You know, like.
But even like my wife, not every season, but once in a while, she'll watch Project Runway, which actually is kind of cool watching them construct these like garments. But anyway, one of the contestants was like a Miss Trinidad or something, and she had a sex tape.
Right.
And then I found that, and just even having seen her in 5 or 6 episodes of this show, which I think she might have won, maybe more than 5 or 6
you
episodes.
You found that? Like, it just popped up?
Well, it found me. you know, so
that
was
hot. I came
upon
it.
Well, and then I did.
The fappening was a big deal.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
And then it just kind of went away. But there's still some sites.
A lot of it's been scrubbed. Yeah, you'll find it if you want. I mean, I don't really care about pictures that much, but it's like Jennifer Lawrence, that's amazing to see all those naked pictures of her.
Yeah.
And Kristen Ritter, we've been over that. Oh, my God.
That has to suck to be.
Oh, it's dehumanizing, probably.
I had a momentary thing happen where I had some very sensitive materials put out there, and we managed to salvage it.
Put out there?
What happened was my...
Oh, my God.
My fiancé and his roommates are in the Plex network.
Wait, what? I don't know what that means.
Plex, it's something where you can download movies and all kinds of different
things. Don't incriminate them. They don't do that stuff.
No,
they could if they wanted to.
Okay.
Look, I've been through it.
Anyway, I was trying to sign on under my fiancé's name, you know, to get access to the movies.
In theory.
And because I was doing it through my laptop, it automatically uploads
synced
everything that's on your laptop. So there was all kinds of things.
What do you have?
Oh my God.
Plenty.
Can I see some of it?
That sounds awful.
Yes, there was stuff of me. There was
videos or pictures?
Pictures,
okay.
Mostly.
Still bad.
But yeah, lots of pictures of various things, pictures of other people.
I'm getting hard, I'm not gonna lie.
And it was put up on to the server. And I immediately, like, as soon as I saw it, you know, uploading, doing its thing, I was like, wait, no. And then it's up there and I can't figure out how to get all of it. Like, I don't know what to do. So I have to call BJ and be like, oh my God, this just happened. And he's like, ha, okay. And he, like, signs on to see if he's able to see. And he's like, oh, no, yep, it's all there. And then he's like, fuck. And he's like, an hour away from me. So we're trying to remotely figure out how to do all this. Yeah, it was a scramble before all the other people that were on this server would have stumbled upon it. And so we luckily were able to...
Well, I'm glad it ended well.
Yeah, for everyone involved. I have a screenshot from when BJ and I were FaceTiming of him, like, waving his dick at me.
Oh, that's so gross.
And he hates it because it's, like, a super close-up of his dick from, like, the underside and then his, like, face, like, sticking out from the side of
that's
it.
It's adorable.
Yeah, it looks like he's riding his own giant penis like a big pink rocket ship. So there's all kinds of things on there that nobody wants seen.
Right.
And it was just, like, one of those panicked things. Like a race against time.
That's horrible. Yeah, I would
so
die. I have so many things that...
That was the closest I've come to any kind of like...
Oh, leakage.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never going to have a political career anyway. This podcast
not if they drugged
alone.
Us
now.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fine, but still. I have to say, you and I had this fantastic moment. It was at BSP in Kingston during the last show. We were all just bullshitting over by the bar, and I made some funny offhanded comment about, we were talking about, would you smoke meth? And I was like, yeah, I'd smoke meth. I could stand to lose a little tooth weight. And everyone just goes on talking, and literally, like, 45 seconds later, all of a sudden, Andy bursts out laughing, and he goes, did you say tooth weight? That's hilarious.
Why does nobody laugh at that?
I did not appreciate that as I should have. No, right. That's hilarious. And yeah. I was like, you know what? No, I owe you one, Andy.
I was like, that was really good. Like, tooth weight. I'm like, who thinks in that way? I'm like, that was very original.
I'm going to give you belated laughter when you least expect it.
Yeah, when we're off the air, she'll start laughing. You were talking about Cialis. I don't want to keep going back to it, but it made me think of something that, and again, not that my dad is my number one thing I love to talk about.
And especially in relation to that, I'm curious to see this.
This is what's so funny about it is, so like my dad, he got relatively sick when he was older. You know, let's bring it down a little bit.
Oh.
And so like he has like, we ended up clearing out our china cabinet in our house. All the dishes came out and that became my father's medicine cabinet. So he had all these pills and all these different things. He became insulin-dependent diabetic and all that stuff. And he used to keep a notepad on the outside of the door with the pills that I need to reorder when he got low. So my friends would come over. My parents worked nights. And, you know, my house was like the party house. That's where you went every night to hang out. There's nobody there, you know. Do whatever you want. And
sweet.
Yeah. So my dad has his pills written. Nobody's taking my dad's pills or anything. I'll just clear that up. But not that anybody would want to.
Because like, I would have guessed that's where it was going.
No, so no.
I thought
no,
they were going to
no.
fuck with his refill list and make him buy the wrong shit.
No, this is like how perfect my dad knows how to fuck with people without realizing he's fucking with people. Is that so? The list has all of these long names of the pills that he's taking. And then halfway through the list, it just says sex pill. And then it just keeps going with the other things. And my friends are like, sex pill? Like, he knows it's Cialis or whatever the hell it is, but he just knows. And he wrote big fucking letters, too. Sex pill. Like, need my boner
defiantly.
Pills. Yeah, like everything else is like the medical term.
Like a John Hancock signature.
Right, yeah. And, oh, God, it was so gross to find out my dad was doing that.
But so he wasn't trying to be funny, though.
No. No, but like in his total oblivious way,
That is fabulous.
Yeah, just my friends would not let that go for like the longest
time.
Nor should they. Yeah. And then they spent like the rest of the night trying to figure out which were the sex pills. Like, like my dad would keep them in the medicine cabinet in the dining room or something. I don't know. But
so we should, though, maybe in one of these coming episodes, like get here early. Give it an hour and a half to kick in. Take each of us take a Cialis. Now, look, we're not going to fuck or anything, clearly. However, we'll sit here and wonder physiologically what happens.
Yeah.
Would that be great?
It'll be live reporting.
What if we watch porn while we do it?
Yeah.
Are you offended by me jerking off?
I see this ending badly.
For who? For her marriage?
For whoever has to watch.
Well, no guests that week. And we do it in my house when my wife's away.
Whatever. And no microphone.
That's it.
We'll save it for the episode that your son comes on.
Nice. Yeah, well, I do want my son as a guest.
Are you soon. Really going to do that?
I think it'd be great to have my 8-year-old son as a guest on the podcast.
Oh, my God.
We'll give him some, too. Just to
you have to talk about the sex story, then.
Yeah, we could bring that up. No, yeah. That's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Are you serious?
Let's have him on this week.
This kid about this.
Well, the only reason I wouldn't want to is to, like, I don't want to make it more prevalent in his brain than it already is, but it would be funny.
But if he happens to bring it up.
Yeah, well, and if we happen to find a way to subversively make him bring it up, we'll do that.
First off, everybody does things with their kids that they more than likely shouldn't have done. My parents tied my brother to a tree so that they could go for a walk.
And left like, him alone?
He was
probably
two.
The 70s or whatever. Things were different then.
They tethered him?
They tied him to a tree and went for a walk.
Was it like one of those bungee cord
things?
Car
seat.
Or
they tied his car
they
seat
tied
to
him.
A tree.
Oh my God.
That's
and like left him for anyone to take him?
Right. And my brother tells me this and I think he's bullshitting. We had like this big poker game going with all my friends. So I'm like, all right, I got to call my parents to find
out. Just at perfect bear height.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, like a bottle of honey on his chest or something. But
if we come back and he's still there, he was meant to live.
He was meant to So
the Viking christening, we call it.
You think that has something to do with the reason why my brother never left home?
Is he still there?
He's still there.
And
he's still tied
you.
To the fucking tree. Of course he never left home.
I mean, metaphorically, so are you, I guess.
Yeah.
Tied to the tree. The apple doesn't fall at all from the tree.
No.
The apple stays in the motherfucking tree.
Yep.
No matter how hard your parents shake it.
The apple has a small apple attached to it.
I'm picking up that you live at home.
I do.
You do. Okay. Yeah. Is this by choice or is it by circumstance?
Not by anybody's choice.
Well,
it's
not by your parents' choice.
No.
Right.
No.
But it's a series of events that
yes.
brought
you it's
there.
An okay. unfortunate series of events.
It's not a permanent solution.
Well, she's getting well, married.
Well, until so. I kill myself and get married.
Life is a temporary assignment, we know.
We all know what the permanent solution is.
Right. It's death by chocolate, actually.
I can help with that. Yeah. But, I mean, clearly she's getting married, at least as of now, in about a year. So, at that point...
Yeah,
but,
if BJ Schnorr doesn't wisen up or come to his senses...
How funny would it be if BJ moved in with you and your family?
You guys are, like, engaged? Like, yeah. Like, he proposed and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. When did that happen?
May 2nd.
When I got engaged, I was with my wife for a long time, but she never wanted to get married. It was kind of on my radar way before hers. And I remember when we moved out together, I was going to propose then. I was like 22, 21. And she's like, before I even said anything, she's like, I don't want to get married. So I was just like, okay, all right. So just,
I'm going to have to cancel that mariachi band.
Right. I'm yelling at people out the window, put the boombox away. Like, no. But and then a few years later, she started hounding me about getting married. So right away.
What changed?
I don't know. I think it was just
biological
kind of,
shit.
Like, I don't know if it was
did
biological.
Did you get a better job?
Yeah, and health insurance.
Uh-oh, that's why I'm still married.
That's actually the card that she got me when we got married was, you know, you had me on health insurance.
I swear to God, at my wedding, I did say, do you take this woman's health insurance to be a lawfully wedded wife? So yeah, if only I were kidding.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
But
that's truly the last tie that binds.
That's it.
Yeah.
Listen, Benny's is no joke. And I travel a lot for work, so it works out well for everyone.
But, yeah, she decided that she wanted to get married. And then, you know, of course I was like, yeah, okay, I was fine with it 3 years ago, whatever. But now, to propose, we had this trip planned to go to Disneyland in California. Obviously, that's where I'm going to propose. You know what I mean? It's a big trip. It's, you know, her mom is there, all this stuff.
Original.
It's magical.
It's original in a sense, you know. And so... I have to pretend that I am not interested in getting married. And I mean hard and dedicated.
So I fucked a hooker.
No.
You want to catch her off guard is what you're saying.
Right. Yeah. And so like literally fights upon fights.
On purpose.
Months. Yeah. Totally on purpose.
That's insane.
Where I'm laying in bed. The fucking ring is in the nightstand. And she's behind me sobbing. Like, I fucking hate you. If we're not going to do this, then we're not going to do it.
Well, thank God you didn't be one of those guys that's just like, this is the moment.
Right.
I'm going to punk her so bad.
Now I'll do it. She'll remember this forever. No, but yeah, eventually I ended up calling Disneyland and setting up a thing to have a caricature drawn. And then they flipped the thing and it says, will you marry me type thing. And I did that.
Yeah. Oh, that is original and thought out.
You're lucky she didn't leave you along the way.
Oh, yeah, no. It got really bad. It got really bad.
That's borderline insane.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I almost lost her in Tomorrowland, but...
She was... And then when we were going to get the caricature, so it was... The whole thing was planned out. My wife is obsessed with Disney. So, like, I planned it to be on Disney's birthday. So they had big celebrations going on. The original plan was I was going to be on a float. How gay is that?
That's ridiculous.
But they ended
Shannon's
up calling
wet
me.
Right now.
Yeah, they ended up calling me and...
I love all the pomp and circumstance.
I know you do.
They called me and told me they can't do it anymore. They had change in insurance. They can't have a guest on the float, blah, blah, blah. So it sucked. I ended up doing a caricature thing. But anyway, so I'm telling her, we should go get a caricature drawn. Even though I know it's fucking 1 o'clock. We got to go get a caricature. We got to be there at one so the lady that I spoke with knows to do the thing, blah, blah, blah. So I'm bringing her and she's like, I don't want to fucking do this. It's stupid. Because we're already 4 days into the trip and I have not proposed.
Yeah, she's had it.
Yeah, and she's like, I don't want to fucking do this.
Why'd you wait 4 days in?
Because I thought that would be even
better.
You're
insane. You're crazy. Yeah.
So we sit down and the entire time she's just like, while she's being drawn, total sourpuss. Mm. She's like, it's like stone cold Stallone face.
Oh my God.
And then when they turned the card around, she started sobbing, and part of me was like, fuck yeah.
Drops mic.
Nailed it.
That's That's 80% yeah, like, happy, 20% guilt.
Yeah, that's right.
I would emotionally abuse her for fucking 6 months.
6 months. It was so bad. Like, she really did almost leave me. Like, and it was just like, but I kept telling myself, if I come home and she's packed,
I'll give her the ring.
I have to grab the ring. I have to.
Yeah.
Because at least she'll know that I bought the ring before. It's not like now.
You do it on the rebound, right?
Yeah.
But that's still crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah. And she was really pissed about it.
Yeah.
But she loves
it. I mean, great
sweet
payoff.
And romantic.
It is sweet and romantic, but.
Kudos to you.
Yeah. She tells me that was better than our wedding day, which is really upsetting considering the wedding costs so much more money. But yeah, no, I don't know. She liked it, I guess.
Well, yeah, that's pretty awesome, except I can't imagine holding out when clearly I can't hold out, but like I can't imagine holding out for how many months was this?
It's like 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you ever really close? Okay, fuck it. I got to give in and give her this ring right now.
Really close. One time.
When she had the knife on her neck and then she tightened
the
noose.
Until she cut a little bit. No. She like I said, there was one night that we're laying in bed.
I waited till the lines on her wrist started going vertical. She's not playing anymore.
Well, she started getting to the point where she would say hurtful things to me. You know what I mean?
Of course.
When you know someone for a long time, they know your deepest, darkest things.
Amen.
And it's just like she would say things that she knew I was sensitive about when we'd fight. And it got to the point where I started getting mad. The whole time I'm holding the cards, you know what I mean? Like, you know, this is my hand. I'm going to play it 6 months from now. But she's saying like really, really hurtful things, like, you know, you're white trash, like your fucking parents, like just things like that, you know, things that she totally doesn't mean, but just knowing that it
gets... But they're
sore spots. How certain are you?
Right. I'm not certain at all. But no, just things like that.
She didn't
just, like,
mean any of that.
Yeah. None of it. She just was totally made it up. But things like that, right, where all of a sudden now I'm getting mad and it's just like, oh, maybe I'll just go sell that ring then, huh? Maybe I'll...
Oh, man.
You know, I don't have any.
Do you know how much cocaine that thing would buy me? You ignorant bitch.
That really is psychotic.
Luckily, it didn't go that way, though. So it was good. And we've been happy.
As happy as a married couple can be.
As happy
right?
as a married couple can be. Yeah.
Is that true? Is there like a limit on the happiness?
I don't think so. But I think it does become more of a
the
friendship.
Thrill is gone.
Without sounding too cheesy, it's like if you don't have a relationship with your best friend, like they have to be like your best friend, because if they're not, then it's like, what's the point? You know, if you can't go home and like just say whatever.
Someone
is
might
on
shoot
your, mind,
your dick off, and then what have you got? You know?
Right.
Then
yeah.
You've just got a hot bitchy wife.
Right. Like, I tell my wife all the time, if I came home and I was paralyzed, would you leave me? And she's like, is that going to happen? And I'm like, that's not the fucking answer I want. What's, you know,
she's like, no, but while you're sleeping all paralyzed in the bed, I'm going to fuck the gardener next to you like Lass with his kid.
Like, when I'll
can try and crawl away. But.
I'll ask my wife now, like, do you still love me? And she'll look up for a second. Like, I'm like, you fuck, I caught
like,
that tick, you
about
piece
it.
Of shit.
It's a tell.
Yeah. Exactly.
We got to get her in here with the lie detector.
That'd be great. I mean, she is a good friend of mine. Is she my best friend? I don't know. She ain't Shannon. But that's what I think it becomes, because clearly, like, you know, I fold her underwear, like I do the laundry, like, so a lot of that veneer is gone.
Right.
It's still great to fuck once in a while in here, but like that's all faded to the point that it's a trust, it's a friendship, and it's a common goal, whatever that may be. I'm still trying to figure it out, but there is one.
Right. No, I understand.
Rearing your children to adulthood.
And then I can leave.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't had kids yet, so we haven't hit that other obstacle yet.
Having babies is awesome. Having kids sucks.
Yeah.
The first couple of years is great.
You can give them away, right?
Your parents never throw you a bigger party than your graduation party.
Oh, really?
Because it's really a celebration of, like, they can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
I did not
like
have
they're
one
almost.
Of those.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I graduated high school late. I kind of stumbled into community college. Got a 0.9 my first semester. Yeah, there was no.
Yeah. Nothing. Well, they take budget away for every year that you have to repeat.
Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, no. I don't know.
There's a whole secret parenting account system that happens.
Wow. I mean, I don't know.
There was some reason that they used all my savings.
I've always said, I mean, at least I've been a parent 8 years now, where when it's going really good, there's almost nothing better. But when it's bad, there's nothing worse. You're just, I feel drowning sometimes in my responsibility and these ungrateful, and no fault of their own. I mean, just the level of need that has been projected at me, the level of just not cooperating.
Cut your own goddamn pork chop. Fuck. Like,
literally.
You little bastard. I hope you choke on the bone.
I'm going to make you watch me out. Fuck your mom tonight, you little cocksucker. Exactly.
Daddy gets the last laugh.
Cut this.
Guess who's going to be paying for his therapy bills all through fucking puberty?
My wife's insurance.
Nailed it.
That's it. Yeah.
You know what you're doing, sir. You got this all figured out.
See, I don't have that kind of life even now. Like, even now.
But you do whatever you want, though, right?
I can. I don't. I go home and I fall asleep and watch. You know, I go to bed at 9 o'clock. Like,
you wake up mad early, right?
I get up for work at like 5:30.
You're first going to sleep, right?
Yeah. I've been doing that for a while, but even, you know, even before that, I always went to bed kind of early, and I'm not really a partier, never really have been. It's not like I'm not against it. You know what I mean? Like I said, my house was the party house. All my friends came
good,
over
and party. Snitches get stitches. You know what I'm saying, McDermott?
I was the facilitator.
Nice.
But I was always the DD. I was always sober, you know?
I like that.
Yeah, that was my thing. It made sure my buddies got home safe and all that good stuff. But yeah, I don't know. I just always kind of had, in that sense, a boring existence.
What about mediocre, like, comedy acquaintances? Like, do you give them rides?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. I need your number.
You asking for a friend?
Yeah.
Are you asking if you're mediocre? Because I don't know if you're quite there yet.
You're warming up to me, I can tell, in spite of yourself.
No, but yeah, anybody that, I'm always that guy if somebody needs a ride.
So you don't drink at all?
I'm not like against it. I do
but you
drink.
Just don't drink?
I'll have a beer
once
in a while.
Dabble. I'm not much
when I say I'll have a beer, I mean like I'll have like a quarter of a beer. And then be like, all right, I don't really like beer. And then I'll try it again. My favorite thing is that, you know, I don't drink. It's not like a personal, like...
It's not a crusade.
Yeah, it's not. It's just never been really my thing. And so I'll have, like, friends of friends that'll come over and be like, have a beer with me, have a beer with me, have a beer. And just not stop, you know, and just keep going, going, going. And my favorite thing to do is to take a beer and do a long exhale. Take a sip, and then just say 3 years sober. And then just watch the expression on their face. I love doing shit like that. I got you with the Christianity thing before, but yeah. But yeah, Shannon, we were halfway through conversation, and I said, well, I wasn't born yesterday. I mean, I was born 3 years ago. Born again. I was, yeah. And her face just like...
And then she put her tits away.
Right. Izzo, when I took them out.
Izzo did that to me. I was at a show.
He pulled his tits out for you.
He's like, you better watch out. If you're only 3 years old, you're old enough for Lazarus.
So, like, I was in a bad mood, and this bartender was like, give me a beer. And he's like, no, it's been 6 months. So, and, like, she fucking flipped out. And she's like, finally, it came to light that he was fucking around. And she's like, what's wrong with your friend's an asshole? No kidding.
That's one of my favorite things to do.
That is great.
Making people uncomfortable and awkward is just like, that's, I live for that.
Like, I do that, but then people don't talk to me ever again.
I do it completely without trying, so I've just learned to harness it over the years.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I have a rule, like, when I do a set, like, it's like, I do joke for them, joke for them, joke for them, joke for me, joke for them, joke for them, joke for me, joke for them.
That's fair.
And it's just like, and the jokes for me are always the ones right where after I say it, I just watch every face get it individually because they all get it at different times. And it's always like, oh, no,
That's never a good reaction.
The joke for me is at the end when I call the audience a bunch of fucking assholes. I just walk off.
And then firebomb the place and lock the doors from the outside.
Don't ruin the surprise.
I've had a few shows where I wanted to do that.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I never thought about it that way, but like you're right because I have a couple that I know aren't going to – they're going to get groaned.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I kind of enjoy standing up. And it took, of course, time. I'm only 3 years in, but it took time to be able to, like, revel in your own
awkwardness. But guess which one they remember.
You're right.
guess which one exactly they remember. Right. Every time I do a show and I do a joke like that, and somebody comes up to me to compliment my set, the one they always say is, oh, that pedophile thing, though.
Right.
And it's just like, oh, you remembered it.
Right.
And you're going to tell somebody about it tomorrow. Yeah. It's always the jokes that people groan about are the ones that people remember. Like the Daniel Tosh jokes. How many of the regular, single, non-offensive jokes do you remember from Daniel Tosh?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You know, it's just that's a different way to reach people. And that's why I pepper it in with other things.
Same.
I pepper
all the jokes my parents like are not the ones that anyone else remembers.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's, I mean, I pepper in non-offensive ones, and it's not like I'm trying to be shocking. That's just how my brain works. It's right. Dark. It's weird.
Right.
I find the wrong thing funny myself. You know, like I'm trying to think even today, like there's a homeless guy coming toward us, and like just the way he was like pathetically, just funny.
Yeah.
Sorry, but you're funny. He's like, yo, he's like, literally said this. He's like, well, you know, I'm kind of doing the homeless thing right now.
I'm kind of like, trying it out.
And then like my friend says to him, because we've seen this guy once or twice before and he said the same thing. He's like, I'm just doing the homeless thing. And then he's like, do you have any money? And like, of course we have some money. And my friend's like, all right, I got like 50 cents. Fuck you, man. I won't like he wouldn't accept the 50 cents.
Right, yeah.
Like it was below his minimum wage.
I never understood that. Like that whole thing. When I was in California, I went to Hollywood. And I went to Hollywood. No. And we wanted to do this tour. And while we were waiting for the tour, a homeless man walked into the place where we were getting a couple sodas. And he was probably 6'5", 6'6", tall guy, but maybe 120 pounds. Like, totally skinny, tethered shirt, tethered shirt. Tattered, thank you.
Your brother was tethered to him.
Yes. And you know, the ripped jeans and the smell.
He was the Incredible Hulk after.
Right. He was so, the smell was so awful. Like, literally gag-worthy. And he came, and it was me, my wife, my sister-in-law, and my mother-in-law sitting at a table, just drinking a soda. And he comes up to me and goes, excuse me, ladies, sir, could you buy me a orange soda?
Oh, so he's black.
Well, I'm glad that you picked up on that. But yeah, he was black, and
I didn't pick that up because
orange soda.
No, I was gonna say he didn't ask for grape soda.
Okay, it could be blacker always.
But no, that was like I wish I made that up just to be funny. But really, he did ask for orange soda,
right.
Which made me laugh. And then like, of course, I had to be like, dude, no, because if I buy you a soda, you're going to sit in here and I'm going to throw up all over myself. Like, he smelled so bad. Like, so, like, we were just like, no, and he just kind of, and he did, like, this, like, I don't know, like, you know Dave Chappelle's homeless bit that he does? That kind of thing where he huff and puffs and goes, huff.
Right.
And he did that. He was like,
huh,
my word, and just walked out. And it was just like he had such dignity. But not
right.
At the same time, like, you know, like, how dare you speak to me like that? Give me an orange soda.
I was overseas with my manager, my boss. I was overseas and like this lady was with a baby and he finally gave in and gave her like, I don't know, whatever it translated to cash wise there, a few bucks. And it wasn't enough. She kept following him and like demanded more. And I don't know if she threw it back at him, but like she was affronted.
You were just watching this exchange from afar?
I was right there. I don't think she threw it back, but she sort of was implying like, you didn't give me enough. How dare you insult me with
maybe it was his baby.
in Hong Kong? Yeah, maybe.
You're a few checks behind.
Man, there's a lot of poverty. Holy shit.
Everybody has different ways of trying to get money out of you. When I was in New Orleans, I had a guy come up to me and he's like, you know, everybody's really friendly in New Orleans. But the crime there is insane. There's just like posters on a wall that said, don't walk alone.
Right.
Like walking crowds.
And because, I have, and it's not been good.
Yeah, it's a really nasty city in that sense. But I was walking with my wife, and this guy, he was like maybe 5'1", 5'2", little black guy. He looked like Flava Flav. And he came up to me, he's like, hey, buddy, I bet you I could tell you where you got your shoes. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I bet you I can tell you where I got your shoes. I bet you I can tell you where you got those shoes. I'm like, all right, where did I get these shoes? He's like, you got your shoes on your feet on Bourbon Street. And I'm like, oh, that's a funny little.
Sounds like Ryan Danisco doing pay your bills.
It's like a funny little like joke or whatever. And then just like the laughter stopped. He went straight face and said, give me my $10. I was like, what? He's like, you bet me that I couldn't tell you where you got your shoes. Hmm. Give me my $10. And I'm like, no.
Do you take check or credit?
But he got like intense. And part of me is like, I'm going to have to fight a black midget. And I don't want to have to do this. But, you know, my wife just kind
of
like
pulled me along. The hate crime of all hate crimes. Right, yeah. Was he a gay black midget?
That's what I was really afraid of. Because yeah. It's just like.
No,
he's already down there.
That's the triple threat.
It's just like. The dude wanted $10 so badly. And was willing to try to fight someone who's like a foot and a half taller than him. Like, it was insane.
So what ended up happening?
My wife pulled my arm, and when he said something, she's like, shut the fuck up! And he walked away, because she's more of a man than I am. She has a way with people. Mm. Like, she just ignores, like, if people are like, she just can tell when people are trouble. Like, I stopped to talk to the guy, and the whole time she's like, nope, we should be doing this. This is a bad idea.
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, so... Yeah, like most things, she pulls me out of it.
So. Well, thank goodness your wife was there to save you.
Yes. Thank God.
I mean, yeah, people really are just more and more just verbose. And I work here in downtown Poughkeepsie, and it's a cavalcade of sad but aggressive.
Right.
And they have the audacity to just, I mean, or maybe it's just the extreme desperation. But when it's the same dudes every day... There is something that's their full-time job is to just beg. They beg for a living. Whatever. I mean, I should just say, like, I'm fucking Jewish. Like, you're barking up the wrong tree. But I just say, no, I don't carry cash. Well, I'm holding, like, a pizza and a fucking soda and three bags of desserts. And, you know, there's fucking pennies, like, Hansel and Gretel falling out of my goddamn back pocket. Whatever. I can still say I don't have any money.
If you want to follow me for a quarter of a mile,
you'll get like 20 cents. You might add something. You'll get a few bucks. Oh, man. So you want to take another break or do you want to wrap it up? What do you think? Take another break?
Sure.
Come back and wrap it up?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back.
Let's do that.
And we are back the Loose News podcast every Monday night on More Like Radio, 9 o'clock to whenever it ends.
Usually
10:30.
Ish.
But I wipe my dick when I pee now because I'm old. But anyway, so
I have that same thing going on now.
You were saying that you just started having that happen.
Yeah, but my wife, like, I came out of the bathroom and she's like, what, why is there piss all over the front of your pants? And it's just like, part of me is just like, it's just pee. But the other part of me is just like, I have a problem.
It's a life change.
I need to start wiping this off.
I work, like, I know now, like, to, like, grab the paper towel dispenser and wipe my dick because I'm going to dribble.
Is it those brown paper towels?
It is. And in the winter, I wear long johns, so it just stays with me. It just stays locked and loaded.
It's always a little moist.
Locked in.
You wear long johns?
In the winter. I am right now, in fact.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I have not met a man over the age of 70.
Oh, I know a few.
We just know that he's wearing pee-soaked long johns right now.
Oh, my God. He's really wearing long johns.
Well, and I knew that I didn't need them today, but it might get chilly on the way out. I'm a skinny man. Like, look, there's nothing sexy about a skinny man.
My ankles get drafty.
It's a judgment-free zone, man.
Yeah.
Whatever you got to do.
I'd say starting around late.
Do they have a flap
September?
In the back?
No, in the front. There's the dick hole in the front.
Okay, all right. But no flap in the back?
Nope.
You gotta take shit?
Oh,
I just pull them down.
Just pull them down with the pants.
So it's not like a onesie?
No, it's the bottoms. Okay. It's long john bottoms.
It's not like he's going to come walking out of an house holding a shotgun.
That's what I was thinking. Get off my lawn!
No, it's just long john bottoms. I love it. I feel so much more secure. I feel so much more complete when they're on. In the summer, I have to adjust because I wear them from like September through like mid-March typically.
That would freak me out. If I had to wear long johns.
But you stay mad warm.
I don't know.
Do you get cold?
No, if I don't have, like, super fast access to my penis, I pee on myself.
I have about the same access. It's like maybe half a quarter of a second less trigger time.
I panic. This is no joke. All right, so I was at work, And I dressed myself for work in the morning in the dark. I try not to turn the lights on because I get up early. I don't want to wake my wife up. And so I had put my underwear on backwards, and I didn't realize it. I went to work. I'm working, doing my thing, and then I get up to use the restroom. And, you know, I wear the suit and tie thing when I go to work. And I get to the restroom, and I unzip my pants, and I reach in, and I can't find the hole. And I start freaking out. And now I have a belt on, so I can't go, like, up and over with, you know, I obviously can go up and over if I would just calm the fuck down.
Yeah, open the belt and relax.
And just relax.
You're fumbling around in your panic.
I'm panicking.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have to go from underneath the pant leg.
What?
Like not my that pants.
That seems
pants,
like the worst, longest route.
Oh, the underwear.
Yeah.
Underneath
like
the underwear.
I have to put my hand inside my zipper of my pants, pull the pant leg of my boxers
up. Do like a bathing suit trick.
And then, and then just kind of like,
bring it out.
You it out. And then in the process of doing that, I just pissed all over myself.
If you guys had to contend with the multiple layers of things that women had to like... We have to, like, simultaneously hold up a skirt and pull down, like, tights.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
We've got, like, and all this end of purse, and it's just,
but you ladies usually have, like, 12 different, like, handles inside of ladies' restrooms that you can grab
places
onto.
To put shit or hold on to, right?
Yeah, hooks and stuff.
Yes, like, it's not that different usually.
It's that different.
It's usually, like, a toilet paper dispenser is what you would have to hold on to, like... Right.
How you know what the worst is though? Like when if you are pacing the up and over, and like the elastic waistband cuts off, like the vas deferens. What a painful like that yes. quick like harsh stoppage.
Right.
Ooh.
Just oof.
That's not fun.
Not good at all.
I can't relate to this.
That's not fun. The penis is not something to like fuck with outside of fucking with it. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't just slap your penis for no reason.
Not for no reason.
Not for no reason.
No.
Only
that's
when it
misbehaves. Special occasions, yeah.
I zipped the bottom of my penis in my zipper when I was like 6 years
old. Oh, yeah, we've all had,
and that sounds awful.
I still have like that purple little...
Oh, you permanently damaged it.
Yeah, purple little mark on it. And it's just like, now my penis has a beauty mark.
It's a battle scar.
That sounds terrible.
Am I oversharing? I feel like
hell
I'm
no.
oversharing.
Have you ever had
loose
like,
news podcast.
Have you ever had like... See, I've had where... Mostly as a boy, if I'm like soaping it up the wrong way and like soap gets near or in the hole, like that burning piss afterwards. See, to this day, like I just have to carefully wash the right way because I don't want to have burning pee. My son had that for the first time.
I just have to continuously rub my finger around the frenulum.
right.
Until the yogurt comes out.
Like he was doing like this circular motion.
Yeah, no, he was really
explaining it with his finger.
Heavy eye contact, the whole thing. No one will know what we just experienced, but we can describe it.
That's the worst. Penis stuff. Oh.
Well, girls have the same thing. Like if you're washing your body with body wash and like the wrong body wash gets into your cooter, like... It's a burning sensation. And then, like, when you pee...
Instantly, you mean? It's burning?
Yeah. Ooh. It burns a little bit instantly. And then, like, when you pee, you can feel like, ooh, that got my pee hole a little bit.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
That's the question I have for you, because you're the only representative of your sex here.
As I usually am.
Now, if I zip my balls in my zipper, it hurts like a mo. And from what I have gathered... It's like the same fabric as the lady lips. Have you ever zipped a lady lip in your zipper? And does it hurt?
I caught like the outer. That's the thing is like the really sensitive lips are the inner ones, like the menorah. I've caught.
Happy Hanukkah.
Isn't that?
Yeah, some girls, it's like. If you're just standing there, there's just the outer lips and the inner lips are inside. And
that's ideal.
Some girls have the roast beef.
That's not
the,
ideal.
Roast beef flaps.
The inner ones coming out. I'm
the change
like,
purse.
Totally like just vulva when I'm in
we
my
don't believe you.
So I don't have like the dangly inner lips sticking out. So I did catch a little bit. And this was when I was much younger and I like had pubes too. I caught pube and...
Frank Embry.
Outer lip a little bit in jeans because I was wearing jeans stupidly with no panties.
That doesn't make sense.
That was a lesson learned.
I'm sorry. I'm in genuine pain still thinking about zipping my own balls.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Like, as a male, especially, like, with ADD, whatever, like, you learn to pay attention to certain things. To, right. You know, like, yeah. Fuck, it's like touching that hot stove. I ain't, that's it. One time's enough.
One time's enough, yeah.
Yeah. It's a sensation I won't soon forget, but I do not think that it would be as bad as catching a ball.
But it's
there.
Not a ball. It's the skin. It's the right? skin. You don't it's catch the ball. Yeah. Right, the scrotum.
No, but still, I'm thinking scrotum skin is more sensitive than outer labia.
And women are also just tougher, too. Yeah. You guys can take a punch
better. The shit
better.
That happens down right. there, it's like
that
that's the least of my worries.
That shit gets split in half in many cases.
Oh, yeah.
Many different ways. But penises usually like get out like scot-free.
Yeah.
Penises don't have the tough life a vagina has.
Wait a second. Did you guys... I just remembered something. 2-foot-long fucking baby?
Exactly, 11 pounds.
Out of that thing?
I had a C-section.
Oh, because she had to.
All right.
Yeah, there was no choice in the matter, I'm just as glad in the
too broad? Like,
was that why, though? Was it a C-section because it was the
yeah,
size?
Yeah, he wouldn't... I labored 28 hours.
Oh, you tried.
Before... they did the C-section.
So he was ruining your life before he was even out.
You had something that was 2 foot. You had a 2-foot-long human being inside of you.
Well, that was the first time. Which time are you asking?
I'm
about?
Glad that you took it and you ran with it.
That was low-hanging fruit. That was a spike right there.
I'm proud of you.
That was dangling like your cerebellum, sir.
And my balls.
Yes. My brain just sagged right into my cervix.
My balls could face off with his brain. You know what I mean? We were destined to meet to make one complete dangly human.
Yeah.
Remember that time Ian showed his balls off and they were all saggy? And
we're the Dangle Brothers. Me and Andy McDermott are the Dangle Brothers.
The Dangle Bangers.
The Dangle Bangers.
It's not the techno band that anybody wants, but it's the techno band that everyone needs.
It's you're getting.
The one that they deserve.
That's it. That's the one you're getting, like it or not.
Slowly across your forehead.
Oh my god.
If only my balls could compete in a competition with his brain. We have to write that in one time. How we can
no,
compete.
I'm good.
There's gotta be a way. There's gotta be a way. Listen, don't just dismiss it.
That automatically assumes I have to put my head somewhere near your penis. So
both of which individually make the decisions for both of you.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that. That's not good. Right. We'll figure it out.
We should probably have a council. Just figure this out, you know, pros and cons. Pro, we'll finally know which one's better. Con,
everything else.
Con, we don't have enough room on his paper to write all the cons, but, you know, we're going to go with pro.
What I'll do is I'll take him to Disneyland and get a caricature made of,
yes.
Like, balls / cerebellum.
Will you marry my balls? Like,
with this cock ring, I'm
red. Oh man, we've hit off the rails. That's it.
I almost punched a 3-year-old during that marriage proposal because there's a sign on top of the thing when she was drawing us, and this little kid was like, I could tell he was like leaning up to his mom and being like, "Is he gonna propose?" And I literally like. Instinct took over, and I was about to punch a 3-year-old kid because if he would have ruined the surprise after all of that. And his mom was like, just kind of
she got it right.
I'm pretty sure she murdered him somewhere, but yeah, no, I came very close to hurting a child. Yeah,
oh, as I have many times, not even
who hasn't almost hurt a child at Disneyland. I ask
at Disneyland,
I almost murdered my son on the ferry at Disney World.
Really, why?
Yeah, well, he was, I guess, 7 or maybe 8. And we were on our way back from a really long day at Disney, and like we had stayed late for the fireworks, and we were on the ferry on the way back, and all these families are exhausted. So everyone's kind of like dead silent, right? Just like cattle on this fucking ferry.
All
want to
die.
Parking lot. Yeah. And all of a sudden, this baby starts crying, and my son's like, "Oh my God," and starts like complaining loudly about the baby. He's like, "I wish that baby would just shut up."
Oh, wow.
And then he turns and he's like, "I'm never having children." And I'm like, "Oh, well, you don't, you know, just sh-." And he's like, "Besides, how do you get all that sperm in a lady anyway?"
At 7?
Just as loud as he could.
Wow.
And I was like, and everyone, like, heard it. And it was just like, and luckily, because everyone was just, like, blinded by the whole thing. Like, we all just kind of kept going.
How do you get... all of that sperm inside of a lady.
Anyway.
It just takes one.
Yeah. So that's what I get. All of that. That's what I get for like letting him watch all those BBC David Attenborough nature specials when he's a kid. Now he thinks that everybody just like fucks like lions.
Well, it's not fully inaccurate.
He just goes up behind girls at school, grabs them by the back of the neck.
Puts them under a blanket.
It's time.
They never saw it coming.
You're a lioness. You know what's happening.
He just starts gently singing, "Can You Feel the Love Tonight?" into their ear from behind.
Andy McDermott, thank you so much. Anything you want to say in closing?
Bye.
Bye.
Shameless with the self-promotion, this one.
Well, we always say we don't promote. We just kind of live a fucking
Nobody
life.
Nobody cares. We I'll recognize promote. That.
What did I say to the, we had those guests, like, you could say it.
Stop.
Yeah, I was like, you could say it. It's fine. I mean, people might, but we might release it after the event.
We'll just edit it out.
You can promote. That is what I said.
We just bleep all the pertinent information. They know there's a comedy show, but when and where.
Right.
Like, so figure it out if you really want to go.
If you plug anything or have fuck Shannon, you get beeped out. That's how this show operates.
Or have tried.
Or have tried.
In any capacity.
That's but more so that.
Yeah.
More so that.
Yeah. Or okay. both.
I've never been bleeped on this show, then. That's a good thing.
Yet.
He's been our most stellar guest. But
yeah.
He's kept his hands to himself.
Yes. On myself.
This time.
Yes.
What do you think? That?
That's
Is that another episode of The Loose News?
That's all we got. That's another episode of The Loose News.
That's another episode.
Just stay with us.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being here. This was awesome.
Fun.
It's going to get so funny.
Like us, share us. What is it? Like us, share us. We pay your bills, whatever.
Live, laugh, listen, loosen.
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 Peace.
Peace.